Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And one of the questions that a lot of people ask is, are narcissists calculated? In other words, have they calculated what they were going to do to you before you even got into the relationship? Was this all planned? Or do they do what they do, you know, not realizing that they're hurting other people? And here's what I have to say to this. Most of the time, when you get involved with a narcissist, it's calculated, okay? In other words, when a narcissist looks at you, they're not just looking at you like, oh, you're a good person, oh, you're a kind person. The narcissist's mindset is, what can you do for me? What are you adding to my life? What are you doing to lift me up, okay? So they're going to look at you as a source, depending on the supply, whether they're looking for sex, they're looking for money, they're looking for a place to live, or they're just looking for ego flattery. So a narcissist will look at you and they're going to say to themselves, you have something that they want, okay? And I always tell people, when you look back on your relationship with the narcissist, really think about what was it that that narcissist got out of you, okay? Were they getting great sex out of you? Were they getting you, you know, flattery where you were calling them all the time and giving them a lot of attention, but maybe they were getting attention from a lot of different supplies, so they weren't giving you back the same attention, but they loved having the attention they got from you. This is when they're breadcrumbing. Did they look at you as a come up? Because a lot of narcissists are very, you know, they're opportunists. So, you know, if you're very successful in your career, they're going to look at you and say to themselves, well, maybe this person can help me. Maybe they can help me start a business, or maybe I can live off them. I can move into their house and, you know, they'll be paying my bills, or they can help me get started in a business. I could use this person to start up my own things. They'll invest with me. All right. So think back to the narcissists that you've dealt with, and I've dealt with a few, okay? I've dealt with people that were looking to invest in money. I've dealt with people that were looking just for sex. I've dealt with people that just wanted an ego boost. And don't forget the ego boost, you guys, because, you know, a lot of people will say, well, why do they contact me if they're really not into me? Because you're giving them attention, and that boosts the narcissist's ego, okay? So a narcissist, you know, depending on the supply that they want, if it's a very big supply, a big payout, and especially when it comes to money, if it's a financial payout, yes, they are very, very calculated, okay? They're going to look you up. They may even do a background check on you. They're going to see if you paid for your house. They're going to look into your businesses or your career. They're going to size up how you are financially, because, you know, they're investing their time to try to get something big. So they want to know, is it worth it? Okay. And that's where they really, the narcissist that's after the money supply is going to lay it on the thickest. They are the most deadly, because they really, really are master manipulators. These are your scammers on the dating apps. These are your con artists that, you know, steal people's money. They're going to look into everything. They're going to, you know, they're not going to bring up money right away. It's going to come later on. But it is very, very calculated. Now, a narcissist that's looking for sex, the way they calculate how they're going to get it is they just figure, well, you know, let me see how thirsty this person is for love, and I'll just lay on the love bombing. You know, they pick people that they feel, you know, they can manipulate and that are an easy mark. it's not even so, like, people made a comment and they say, well, do narcissists always, you know, search for the best people or something like that? Not necessarily. And that's why a narcissist can cheat with somebody who's not necessarily better than you, but it's just another person and it's another notch on their belt. And, you know, it's that person is convenient to them, okay? Maybe you give that narcissist resistance and this person is easier to manipulate. So they look at who's the easiest to manipulate and get the most supply out of. But it is all calculated. And I dealt with somebody who was a master manipulator, and for the life of me, I couldn't believe that it was calculated when it was. And my best friend, she said to me, she said, it is definitely calculated. You know, he's definitely calculating. He's trying to size you up, everything, all right? And she turns out she was right, because this particular person, they were trying to do background checks. They were asking me personal questions, you know, do you own your house? Do you rent? You know, how do you pay your bills? Any of those type of questions are calculated, you guys, all right? So the other thing is too, when a narcissist gets into a relationship, and we're going to say they're getting into a relationship that isn't based on money, okay? They just see you, you know, you're a shiny new toy. You're something new and exciting. You know, you're a fantasy to the narcissist as well. So they have a preconceived notion of what or who you are without realizing that in time, they're going to see your flaws. Because the longer you go out with somebody, the more you're going to see things in them that you don't like, okay? You're going to knock heads or have differences. But with a narcissist, they can't handle that. And the minute that you give them resistance or you tell them no, they're going to hate you because they blame you for not making them happy. So when they first see you initially, they're looking at you as a source of happiness. You're going to make them happy because you have something that they want, okay? And if it's not money, it could be great sex, or it could just be, you know, the fact that you're giving them a lot of attention. Again, it's about the ego. But narcissists are very, very calculated. And how do we know that? Because of the love bombing, okay? They mirror you. They, you know, find out information about you. They study you. They see what you're into, and they try to make a connection with you by being, you know, by mirroring you and trying to show, oh, we have a great connection here. Oh, we have so much in common here. And they also give you a lot of attention. They pour it on strong in the beginning. In the beginning is when you will see the fakest of the narcissist, okay? The exact opposite of who they are. The nice guy, the nice girl, the person that's always there for you, the person that's calling you all the time, the person that keeps you on the phone, the person that is trying to show you that they care, when actually they are the opposite. So, you know, whoever you meet in the beginning, that is not who they really are. And even if they're not a narcissist, okay? Because even when you meet somebody in the beginning, people put on their best foot forward, even if they're not narcissistic. And that is not the whole person, because the only way you're going to really know what somebody's about is during conflict, when you have conflict with that person, all right? It could be conflict over anything. That's when you're really going to see the core of that person, the core of that narcissist, and you're going to see who they truly are. And also, you're going to see the core of that person the more time that goes by, okay? Because that whole fake persona that they gave you in the beginning, they're going to get tired of doing it, okay? They're going to get tired. They're going to get bored. They're going to get disgusted with you because, you know, you're not filling up their empty tank of unhappiness. So they're going to be looking for something else to fill that tank of unhappiness up, okay? And what they don't realize is nobody is going to be able to make them happy. Nobody. Because that unhappiness lies within themselves. And, you know, the childhood, you know, impact of their childhood that played on them, whether they came from a traumatic household or whether they were the golden child. So they are, you know, they are damaged people. And they don't realize, a lot of them don't even realize that they're damaged, that they're insecure, because a narcissist doesn't look at themselves as insecure. They think they're very self-confident. They think they're shrewd. They think they're slick. That's why they manipulate, because when they manipulate and they get over on you, it makes them feel like they're smart. They're clever. They're smarter than you. Narcissists think they're smarter than other people because, you know, they're doing things underhanded and you're still, you know, you're showing your hand. And a narcissist looks at people that are honest and show their hand as a sucker, all right? That's how you're portrayed, as a sucker, because you don't guard yourself. You don't, you know, look at the world as a corrupt world where everybody's trying to get you. See, narcissists view the world as a corrupt world where everybody's out to get them. And whatever they do, they are justified in doing, because if they don't do it, the next guy's going to do it. And they also want to protect themselves from facing shame. And somebody said to me, you know, do narcissists ever feel shame? Narcissists try to deflect from facing shame. And this is why they flip the blame on other people or flip the blame on you, to deflect facing shame. This is why when you bring up an issue or a problem to a narcissist, they'll say, let's just sweep it under the rug. Or why do you keep bringing up the past? Again, it's deflection, so they don't have to face shame. So a narcissist, you know, they don't want to ever feel like they are inferior because of their core inner self of inferiority. You know, they just can't handle it. That's why they go crazy if you even criticize them or you correct them. How dare you correct them? You know, they know better. They know better. They never, everything with a narcissist, you guys, understand it. You're not an equal with a narcissist. They always have to be on top. And in order for them to be on top, they have to make you a subordinate. You are inferior. They know better, okay? But getting back to the point of whether they calculate, they absolutely calculate to get that supply. They study you. Narcissists are great studiers of people, okay? They study your reaction to things. They look at you and see how thirsty you are for them. How much do they have you in their pocket? And they'll know that by the amount of attention that you give that narcissist. How much you're calling them. How much you're texting them. How much does it affect you when they don't text you back? Are you going off and saying, why didn't you text me? And everything like that. Then the narcissist knows, I got you. I got you. You're really bothered. I'm really important in your life because you can't handle the fact that I didn't text you back. You need my validation, okay? And that's exactly what a narcissist wants. They want you to feel like you constantly need the validation of the narcissist. They want you codependent on them. And this is why when you're an independent person and you don't give a shit about what a narcissist does, that kills the narcissist because they have no effect on you, okay? Zero effect on you. And what does that do? That makes the narcissist lose control. And what they're going to do is they're either going to go off on a smear campaign and rip you up to everybody around, or they're going to have nothing to do with you and just say, you know, there's something wrong with you. You have mental issues. You have insecurity issues. You know, you're jealous or something. They're going to, you know, project everything that they are onto you in order to get out of it, because they can't handle it, you guys. They can't handle your independence. So understand this. When a narcissist gets involved with somebody, they don't just go in and say, oh, you're really good looking, you know, I'm really attracted to you. No, they look at you as a piece of meat. And I don't just mean that sexually. I mean, you are an object. You are an object to the narcissist. You are fulfilling something. So yes, it is calculated, all right? It is calculated most of the time that they get involved with you. If you got involved with a narcissist and it wasn't money related, then they looked at you maybe as a source of sex supply. And a lot of them do that. And a lot of them are still with their exes and they pretend they're single and then they get with you, okay? And you are a sex supply to the narcissist. They're not telling you they're in another relationship. And then when they go back to their ex, you're looking at like, oh, they went back to their ex. They never were cut off from their exes. So one of the most important things when you get involved with somebody, you better make sure there is no ties to an ex. No hanging out with the ex and saying you're going to see the kids every weekend, all right? You don't want anybody that's too friendly with that ex, okay? Because there could be more there than you know. And even if they're not sexually connected, if they're too chummy, too buddy-buddy, that narcissist is going to go discuss your relationship to that ex. And that ex who's probably could be jealous or desperate is going to badmouth you. They could be a flying monkey and be badmouthing you and cause problems. So, you know, stay away from people that have strong connections to their ex because there could be more there than you know, okay? And, you know, then you see like the triangulation. Or if a narcissist has strong connections to their family, they're a mama's boy. Or, you know, the other way around, you know, if it's a female and she's a mama's girl or something like that, you will have triangulation. How do I know? Because I went through it. In other words, you're not just going to be in the relationship with the narcissist. You're going to be in the relationship with them and their flying monkey, which is their family that's going to have input and which is going to manipulate your partner's head. And it's going to affect your relationship. You need to get the fuck away from any of that, okay? You want to deal with somebody who's independent, doesn't have these outside people, okay? So understand this. Number one, look back on the relationship. Think about what you did with that person. Think about the conversation that they always made with you. Was it sexual? Was it money-driven? Was it just, you know, touch base to have somebody to talk to when they were bored at their job? And say to yourself, you know what? They were using me just to fill in their time when they were bored at work. You know what? They were using me just for, you know, sex now and then. And then they breadcrumbed me. You know what? They were trying to use me for money because they kept asking me financial things about, you know, like what my father left me in his will, or asking me how I pay my bills. So now you know what that person is about. Why were they with you? Because of those different things, okay? Because a narcissist is with you for something, okay? It's a transactional relationship. They're getting something out of it. So therefore, you guys, it's not spontaneous, okay? Narcissist is not just getting involved with people, you know, the spur of the moment just because, you know, they're looking for a romantic relationship. Always understand the intent. The intent is for something other than love, okay? A narcissist, most narcissists are not looking for love. They're looking for sex. They're looking for money. They're looking for an ego boost. And they're looking for somebody that's convenient. They're looking for a security blanket that they know is there. That's the narcissist that may get married to somebody and they like the fact that they have somebody. Somebody may be cooking. Somebody may be cleaning. Somebody may be just, you know, their mommy figure or a therapist to them. They're getting something out of the relationship. So, but even though they may get married, they're still doing their own thing on the side, okay? But they like having that security blanket, and they may be getting married also for their image because of their job. They want to look like the, you know, the all-American person or, you know, the guy or girl next door, you know, oh, I'm married. Oh, you know, it's a status thing maybe at their job or to other people that they got married, you know? They're going to try to portray, you know, the opposite type of person that, you know, they're this monogamous person and they're married and everything like that. And then they enjoy being sneaky on the side and talking and having situationships on the side because they love being deceitful. It gives them a boost. It makes them feel that like they're important. They love fooling people, okay? They love fooling who they're with, and they love fooling the people that they're playing around with on the side. So it's a double whammy. If you ever saw a narcissist that got caught cheating by their partner and somebody else who didn't know, okay, the narcissist's face is sitting there and laughing. They enjoy it. They love when two supplies fight. They love it. Ooh, look at them. They're fighting over me. Oh, I fooled both of them, okay? So it's not the partner's fault, and it may not be the new supply's fault if they didn't know what was going on. It's the narcissist's fault because the narcissist is calculating and calculated all of this for their own, you know, thrills, for their own pleasure, for their own, you know, they're thrill seekers. They're, you know, they're trying to find happiness in other ways. And they find happiness in being sneaky, especially a covert narcissist. Nobody's more sneaky than a covert narcissist that tells you everything's great in the relationship when really it's not. And they don't tell you, but they're out doing their own thing, okay? So when you deal with a covert narcissist, it's not what they say, it's what they do. Look at their body language. Look at how they treat you. Look at their face. You could see in somebody's face if they're with you or they're not, okay? With a covert narcissist, you're going to see that disdain or that anger or hate they have for you. Or they'll be dismissive and roll their eyes or be sarcastic. They don't like you, okay? Bottom line, when somebody does that, they don't like you. And that pick up on the red flags in the beginning and say to yourself, you know, they're dismissing me. They got a problem with me. That's the first thing that you should say in your mind when somebody dismisses you or is sarcastic or rolls their eyes or anything. The first thing you should say is, they don't like me. They may be out for me. They may be jealous for me. And I need to back off from this person. Okay? So I'm getting off topic, but the point is, yes, narcissists are calculated. Okay? They're looking at you as an object and what they can get out of you. So I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.